A Jewish Journal article. What's the scoop on Pico Kosher Deli? It's as unclear as a bowl of chicken noodle soup. During the past 15 months of COVID-related uncertainties, the one thing the Pico Robertson community could always count on was the home-style comfort food prepared by Pico Kosher Deli, even if it had to be picked up, delivered or served in outdoor seating. But that was so last week. Today, patrons who stop by hoping to pick up or enjoy PKD's iconic chicken soup with matzo balls, a corned beef sandwich, PKD's triple-decker on toast, or one of a myriad other menu items, are met with a small window sign that reads, "We are closed." If you have any questions, please email us at info@picokosherdeli.com. Thank you. Photo by Harvey Farr. The PKD website is operational, but several calls to the restaurant went to voicemail, and an email went unanswered. The restaurant, on Pico Boulevard, just west of Robertson Boulevard, has been a mainstay of the neighborhood since 1968. It was started by a father and son team who sold it to the Hecht family in the late 1980s. The new owners did a major renovation, updating the kitchen, counters and seating areas, which made it a popular gathering place for kosher observant families and business meetings. After the husband and wife owners died, the business was taken over by their sons Jacob and David Hecht, who kept the business thriving mainly by expanding its catering operations. In 2019, for reasons that are unclear, the restaurant was sold to Mendel Goldman, owner of MGM Caterers. Now it stands shuttered with few details regarding whether the closing is permanent or temporary. A call by this reporter to Goldman didn't yield much light on what the future holds for the eatery. Journal. Why is PKD closed? Goldman. It is right now. Journal. Can you clarify? Goldman. We are making some changes and will reopen. Journal. When? Goldman. I don't know. I have to go. Whether the closing is temporary or permanent, the mere thought of losing the landmark kosher deli is hard for some to swallow. PDK is an institution, a disappointed patron said when told of the window sign. I especially loved their Cobb salad. It was the best. One lifelong Pico Robertson resident said she recalls going through a phase of being addicted to the kosher varnishkas. In the old days, they were the only game in town, or one of the few, she said. You would bump into everyone from shul there. A fellow Pico Robertson kosher restaurateur who asked to remain anonymous, believes there simply may be too many kosher restaurants lining Pico Boulevard. With PPP, Payroll Protection Program, funds running out, and with restaurants starting to feel the pressure of having to pay rent again, it's going to be tough for many to survive. He said, people have become accustomed to ordering in and unfortunately I think we're going to see some fallout. If the closing is indeed permanent, one longtime PKD customer summed up her feelings in a few choice words. Pico Robertson just won't be the same without them. Harvey Farr is a local community reporter for the Jewish Journal.